Good morning. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. I think I heard somebody just key up there. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2PDQ. Good morning, sir. How are you?
There's Brad. I had to turn the volume up there. Were you in there a few minutes ago, by chance?
I had turned the radio on, and then I forgot to needed to plug in my microphone, and maybe inadvertently keyed it.
Okay. Yeah, I called out there before. I did hear the key up in there, and I had to turn my radio up quite a bit to get to a comfortable volume level for you this morning. And not to mention, I'm going through a bit of a downpour right now. I'm sure you can hear that.
It's been raining pretty good here since about 6:15.
Well, this one might be short-lived. It's already starting to get back a little bit. When I came out this morning, I could feel the rain. When I stepped out the door, I knew it was raining, and I hoped it was like that light, misty raining. I have an affinity for that mist, sort of when you're up by Niagara Falls and you're standing there. I do love that. I could sit there and just let that wash over me for hours. And I like it when it rains like that. And at first, I thought it was just that light, misty rain, but you know, once I got it about 5-7 feet out the door, I'm like, oh no, this is a little heavier. I'll pick up my pace heading to the truck. right now it's coming down pretty good. So how are things with you today?
Things are good today. It's we got a couple people coming, different people to work on the house, put a couple doors in, and maybe work on the chimney even if it's raining, but by the time they get here it may maybe stop, hopefully. Kind of playing general contractor today.
Well, that sounds like, I guess that's an okay day. Get to oversee everything and make sure everything goes as planned. This guy's got some weird, got flashing yellows in his grill. He's got flashing yellows in the back too. I don't know if the weather warrants that, but, okay. Yeah, so did you say you need to get a new chimney?
We're having some work done on the chimney. There was some settling cracks that had occurred over the years, and what they call the crown had deteriorated a little bit. We've lived here a little over 25 years, and that was here before we got here, and the house is 50 years old, almost 60, about 60 years old. So yeah, it just needed some TLC.
Okay, yeah, got to keep up with it. It always amazes me how you see it with houses, and you'll see it with stores too. You'll see a store that, I'll take for example Rite Aid. You know, a lot of the Rite Aids are closing. You can go into any given Rite Aid, and it looks normal, it looks fine. But once they close the doors, and if somebody doesn't go into that space, you watch it over the next couple months, and obviously, you know, weeds start growing up through the sidewalk, signs on the building start falling down, and you have to think, you know, wow, they were in some perpetual, you know, maintenance mode to keep this building looking the way it does. You stop that, and it seems to decay pretty quickly. Now, I'm sure these buildings are owned by someone else, and they're leasing them, and you wonder why they're not keeping up with it, but you see that a lot. You see places that shut down fall into a state of disarray, maybe, pretty quickly.
Yes, that is true. Mother Nature will reclaim anything that, that we've kind of taken over. And you're right, the weeds will grow up, the windows will get cracked or broken, and yeah, birds or animals will start living in buildings like that. Doesn't take long.
You know, along those topics, right now Chris Houston is in, he went to Venice. I think he was doing Rome and Venice. And I was talking to Bill Hind about it because that Mount Etna erupted so many days ago. And I know they could say, they were saying like you could see it from the coast of Italy, right? Because Mount Etna is on Sicily. I'm not great with geography, which isn't all that far away, but obviously up, you know, by Rome, Venice is on the other side. You wouldn't be able to see it from there. I was wondering if Chris Houston was getting any effects, any of the you know, smoke or the debris or anything, but that, I guess that is pretty far. And then we got to talking about Bill's next vacation, which is coming up in a couple weeks. And he is actually heading that way, and he's going to Pompeii. And we were talking about, you know, how they have uncovered, you know, bodies that are preserved. And my initial thought was that these bodies were petrified, but, you know, and a lot of it was the bodies were, I don't want to say vaporized, and the shell around them is what remained, and then they filled in that cavity. But what makes me think about it, you talk about, you know, Mother Nature, you know, reclaiming and taking things back. And I guess there's some concern that some of the, you know, unearthed finds are starting to become weathered and decay. And what was preserved for, you know, 2,000 years, is now eroding away because we have, you know, we have allowed it to be subjected to weather and erosion. I thought that was extremely interesting. And I don't know if Ross is in. This is K2PCB.
K2PCB, KD2PET, and KD2GDQ. Good morning, Brad, Gervain, Travis. Just driving through a deluge right now. I can hear it in the background, but yeah, it's raining pretty good right now. And surprisingly, I was listening a little bit, and I can hear Brad at my house. So that little his little setup there is actually starting to make it pretty good. I'm sure my node's hearing it better than my truck. But yeah, good morning, everybody.
I think it's back over to you, Brad. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to get a hold of Ross. I heard his call come through. You know, a little bit of flutter there. I know he's driving, so he might show up here in just a minute, give me a stronger signal.
Russ, you have the ability to turn up your power at all?
Yeah, find the right button. Yeah, now it's up on high. Hard to copy him. Should be able to get him in a few minutes.
So, Brad, you mentioned something about not having your microphone attached. Are you using that external mic that came with your radio? Oh, maybe that transmission didn't go through. So, Brad, you mentioned that you're using some external mic. Are you using the plug-in microphone that came with your radio?
Yes, the plug-in that came with the Bofang radio.
Okay. I know a lot of those have some really hit-or-miss quality. We don't have to do it today, but I'd love to hear the difference, what it sounds like with the mic plugged in versus the no mic. I know your audio is a little bit lower than Ross's, but not extreme in difference. I would just be curious if it was higher or lower than the stock mic built into the radio. Again, we don't have to try it today. And then that's good to know if, you know, you're ever checking into a net or just talking to someone else. you know, if they say your audio is low, obviously you can unplug that microphone and go to the other one. But if you end up getting a good one, that's awesome. Like I said, those accessories tend to be hit or miss on quality there.
Yeah, I'd like to know if this is a decent microphone or not, or like you said, just uses the standard mic on the radio. I used this yesterday when we were on. Actually used it Wednesday too. Maybe I was talking too far away or just talking too lightly.
No, actually, right now you sound just fine to me. So no complaints there. I was listening to a couple weeks ago, and someone came on, and they were really low, and just the fidelity was horrible. And that was the first thing they asked them: Are you using the kind of radio you're using, and are you using one of those, you know, plug-in microphones? And that's what he was using, and they told him to unplug it, and it was like, boom, crystal clear, world of difference. And they do sell some aftermarket ones that are better quality, but they can get pretty expensive. And at that point, I think we talked about it once before, you might even just look into getting something like a little mobile rig that's higher power. And if this weather keeps up like this, I think I'm definitely skipping the outdoor ham fest tomorrow. I think Lynn and I are going to hit the Rochester one together. She's on board with that, and we'll spend the day out in Rochester. But going back to, I don't want to skip you in your turn, Russ, but I wanted to ask Brad if he's done any more listening or found any other activity now that he's got the license and the antenna set up over there. K2PCB?
No, I haven't done any other much listening or talking to anybody else other than just you guys the last couple of days. I've been doing other things, went and saw the grandkids yesterday and spent the day with them, and then came home and played some cribbage with Karen and basically went to bed, so I haven't had much of a chance to do anything. This is KE2TDQ.
So this one's kind of for both of you guys, if you're interested. On bridgecomsystems.com, bridgecomsystems.com, it's a DMR handheld radio. Oh, they're having a giveaway. They give away one a month. And it's a handheld radio. It's actually the one that Ross has, and it also has DMR, which is a digital mode. And you can enter in your name, email, and call sign, and you get in a giveaway where you can earn entries daily. And you can get extra points for watching a YouTube video. You can like them on their Facebook page, but I refuse to do the social media stuff, but I've been getting into that giveaway contest for the past 2 months. And there's even a referral on there, so you could refer a friend, but I wouldn't do that to you, to either, and give out your email just to get the entries. But if you guys are interested, that's free to do that. I'm sure there's the solicitation. They're going to send you promotional stuff, but you can always unsubscribe from that. Just throwing it out there. All right, this is K2PCB. I got a few more, and I think you still have a bit of a write-in, Ross. So back to you.
All right, so this is my question to Brad. There is a net, if you're willing to check into it, if you want to. And if not, no big deal. It starts at 7. It's called the Morning Brew. It's just a bunch of guys just checking in, you know, see what the, you know, have any, they'll usually have a topic on, who cover, I think the last one was like, who covers your, you know, police for your area, you know, stuff like that, you know, sometimes it's radio questions, but I don't know if you're comfortable enough checking into that yet. If not, that's fine too, but I'll be willing to turn it on for you while I'm at work. I can do it remotely, and if you want to check in on that, you can.
Hey, thanks, Ross. That sounds good. probably not today. As I mentioned earlier, I've got some contractors coming in, so I'm going to be pretty busy this morning, getting ready, you know, getting things taken care of before they get here. So, probably sometime next week, maybe Monday, we'll give that a try.
You know, another idea, Ross, is as well, and again, Brad's going to be preoccupied today, but you can always connect up to it and just let it play, and Brad can just monitor it and listen to it so he can kind of hear the protocol, the cadence, and how it goes down and what the expectation is of the net start to finish. Just something to consider. All right, I've got 6:45, so I'm going to run. This is K2PCB. Hopefully your project goes well today, Brad. And put on your white foreman hat there. And I'm sure I'll talk to you somewhere during the day, Ross. I'm going to follow up on that echo link. All right, this is K2PCB. I am clear. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, see you there, Cass. So yeah, Brad, that's, they run that net Monday through Friday. No big deal if you don't do it today. That's why I know you're busy. But yeah, if you want to look.